So when I did first read it with Kristen, it was just Ian and I and Kristen, and we just read those scenes. And I read it in my own accent first time. Because
you're from Rotherham?
I'm from Rotherham originally, right. And then Devon for 10 years. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge. And then Liverpool, and I've worked a lot in Manchester, so really it sort of sways in between all these different areas and vernaculars. And, but when I get emotional, it gets a bit more northern. I suppose it takes me back to family arguments. And
oh my goodness, there's plenty of those in this play.
Exactly. So it's quite right. It's attuned to the familial aspect. But it was great because it just meant that it was really fluid and that it didn't in any way feel constrained by an actor trying to be something that they weren't. It was an honest read. And then once we'd done that, Ian said, "Would you mind taking it a bit more RP?" Because he wanted the family to sound like they're from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never. Oh no, A Woman Killed with Kindness was RP, but it wasn't actually. Katie was really fluid about that. So this was the first time anybody had said, "Can you do it?" And I did, you know, because Kristen's got a very clear voice, and so has Diana. But actually, I found it easy once I just started, and yet it didn't affect the emotion coming through, or like you say, it just felt very naturalistic in a way.
Right.
But friends that have seen it have said, because Kristen is so varied and modern in the way she plays with the words and the language, because she has these huge swathes of text, that it's quite nice that when Diana and I come on stage, that we do take a slightly more classic shape
to
our mouths and our dress and our stance.
Yes.
So there is a subtle contrast between the two.
Yes.